You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Sunday, December 18th, 2005, and I'm traveling in the car with the boyfriend going to Wyndham Winery out in Leesburg. Say hello, boyfriend.
Hello, boyfriend.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just thought we would record some audio on our trip out to the winery because we actually got a lot of comments and email lately, and I wanted to just, you know, go over some of that and thank
you. You better hurry. We're almost there.
No, we're not. See, that's a joke the boyfriend likes to make. He likes to think that I live like 15 minutes from these wineries when really it's usually 50 minutes to an hour to get there. Yes, it is. So anyway, back to the email. I printed them out and brought them with me so we could read them on the road.
Okay.
And the first one is from a listener in Japan named Yoshi. Excuse me. And Yoshi says, "My name is Yoshi, and I am a listener from Japan. I have been listening to your podcast for about 2 months now. I gotta tell you, I really love both your podcast and your videocast. I love your content, and also I like to see, I must say listen, how you and your boyfriend interact with each other. You guys are a cute couple. I have an American boyfriend, and I can learn a couple of things about American guys by listening to your show. I enjoyed your show on Brokeback Mountain the other day. I have read a lot of articles about it and seen a movie trailer on the net. Unfortunately, it isn't being released here, and I don't think it will ever come out. Big sigh. I can't wait to see it on DVD when I visit the States for the holidays in March." Excuse me. Well, Yoshi, thank you for the email. I appreciate that. And the boyfriend and I had tentatively made plans to see a movie, to see Brokeback Mountain this weekend, but we totally let it slip, didn't we?
We did. Well, it's been sold out anyway. It's been difficult to get tickets to see it. I heard at the party we went to last night that I think one couple tried to see it. It was sold out and ended up going to King Kong.
That's right. It's only playing at like 3 theaters in the D.C. area, and the 2 that are in like the gay area were totally sold out. Like all the shows were sold out. So
we'll go. We come back. When I come back from the holidays, we'll go.
Or I'll go while you're gone. Would that upset you?
Not really. You can go while I'm gone. You can let me know how it is, and then I'll go.
Because you're not a really big movie.
Well, I am, but I mean, I don't really. If I see it now or tomorrow or next week or next month, it's fine with me. I don't care.
I just want to see it because it's a beautiful love story. But anyway, you know, the thing is, even if I see it with you, by myself, I would definitely go with you to see it again. You know?
Well, of course. I would rather read the book first. I think that's what I'm going to do, is read the book over the holidays.
Do you have the book?
I don't know. I think it's a relatively short story, though, isn't it?
It is short. It is.
Apparently, the story itself is about these two cowboys, but they're not hot and sexy like Heath and Jake. They're average, you know, Joes who happen to be cowboys, and they have this love affair out in the, you know, when they're doing their cowboy thing. And then they go off and have separate lives.
Ooh, slow down. There's a policeman. But that's the transit authority, so.
You don't want to take any chances.
No, that's true. But anyway, so I didn't really want to go to the movie because I already did a show about the movie. Did you hear my show on Wednesday about Brokeback Mountain?
The last show that I listened to was the one with Special Delivery Mark.
Well, that was, I think, Tuesday. Now, of course, this show will be released on Wednesday, so they got quite a while to listen to this. Back to the email. I got an email from Andrew in the UK. You know, we have these international listeners now, you know. But Andrew's
very international.
Andrew's been listening for a while, and Andrew says, "Not been in touch for a while as we have been in the States and in Italy, and then the run-up to closing down for Christmas is always a weird time of year. Mix of mad panic and deathly silence. Anyway, I hope you have a great festive break. Love the recent films, by the way. A digital Christmas card is attached from Jason and I. Jason must be his boyfriend. And did you see this picture of Andrew and his boyfriend?
I did.
Andrew, thank you so much for the digital Christmas card. That's sweet. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, too. Yes, now, so we're going to stay right here Toll West to Leesburg. And that's what the $3 is for there. Let's go to the comments, because we got some comments from listeners. I do have other email, but I'll talk about that in just a minute. We have, on the Brokeback Mountain show that I did, we got a message from Kai, and she says, I think it's a she, says, hi Archer, I bought my tickets for Brokeback Mountain yesterday, I'm going twice this weekend. I'll have to bring tissues because it's a real tearjerker. On another note, I saw King Kong yesterday, and it's good, but not great. The buzz was that it was going to make more than Titanic. I don't think so. I would have to agree with you, Kai. And you have to let us know what you think of Brokeback Mountain. And thanks for the comment. Then we got one from Jimmy from China. Jimmy apologizes for his broken English. And in this message, he writes, oh, it sounds great. I was wondering if Brokeback Mountain will be shown in China. If not, I think I... He says I gonna, but I think he means I'm going to buy a DVD somehow. Jimmy, I have a strong feeling it will not be played in China. What do you think about that?
I don't think it will either.
I have a feeling that China will be blocking that for good. Anyway, Jimmy, thanks for the comment on Brokeback Mountain. I know you commented again, and I'm going to talk about that next. But I'm going to just pause for a second while we pay the toll on the toll road.
No, we're not. We're going to fly through the toll plaza. Let's live dangerously.
No, you can't. We have to get into the one the full service, honey.
Well, you need to tell me these things. I never take this.
Yeah,
okay, I know, but I can't. I can't hit a car to get there.
Okay. All right, let's pause here, boys and girls. Eventually we'll get a lane divider. We just paid the toll, now we're back on the road. Oh, look at the speed limit, too. Don't you love that speed limit? 65 miles an hour on the toll road. Okay, see the lane dividers came? And any lane doesn't matter. Okay, so let's get back to the comments. As I was saying, we got more comments, and this one was about the video blog I put on Fridays, on Friday. And we got a whole bunch of comments. One from Beth, you know, one of our favorite straight women listeners. She wrote, Archer, you are so cute. You look like Santa sitting there showing all your stuff. I hope you have a great weekend with the boyfriend and hope to see that movie. I hope you see that movie because I want the review. Well, we don't have a review, Beth, because we didn't go to see it, but we will have a review soon. And then Chaz, who writes a blog, and one of my blogger buddies from a couple years now, he wrote, thanks for the video post. They're always fun. Wish I had the holiday cheer that you do. Now, Chaz, I can't imagine why you don't have the holiday cheer. I don't know why you don't, but I think you should. You know, I've been reading your blog a lot lately, so get some holiday cheer, Chaz. Then we have a comment from Blake, and I believe Blake writes the Exudate blog and video blog. He wrote, I too am awaiting the review. I'm hoping because it has been given such good press that we will actually get it in our theater on the nationwide release date of January 13th. Unlikely, but I can hope. Well, I hope you do get it. He's talking about Brokeback Mountain, I believe. So, thank you for the comment, Blake. And then we have another one from Jimmy from China. Jimmy's a little prolific this week. He wrote, you look like Santa sitting there showing all your stuff. It's really funny. I can't even help laughing. That was a quote from Beth's comment, and then he writes, since Christmas is coming, I think Archer already have a good preparation. Do not forget, do not forget to have a shoot or a video shoot on Christmas Eve with your boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy, I'm sorry to say the boyfriend and I will not be together on Christmas Eve. He will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I will be in Northern Virginia. But that's okay, because we exchanged our gifts yesterday.
And we're going to spend New Year's Eve together.
Yes, we're going to spend New Year's Eve together and ring in the new year.
Yes, we're going to have a nice party with all of our friends.
I'm actually looking forward to that. So, Jimmy, thank you for the comments. You're such a... I'm so glad you're enjoying the show, the videos and the podcast. I appreciate that. Now, I did get two emails, I should say. One is from John Ong, and actually he left a voicemail, and I'm going to play that in just a minute here, but he wrote me an email about the PodcasterCon. It's a podcasters gathering that's happening on January 7th in, where did he say... It's in North Carolina. I think it's Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really sure. Wherever UNC is. Do you know where UNC is?
Yeah.
Is that in Asheville?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's asking me if I was planning on going, and unfortunately, John, I'm not planning on going. That's a good 8-hour drive for us, would you say?
It's about 8 hours. I was in Asheville, I would say, 5 years ago.
Okay.
It's very nice.
I know, and it would be fun because it's not a formal thing. It's not, I went to the website because he left a link to the website, and it looks like it's going to be a good thing. But I will definitely already be back to school, and I won't be going, so because that's an 8-hour drive, can't do that.
And then, brother lives near Asheville, doesn't he?
He lives probably about an hour from Asheville, I think.
That's close.
I guess I could go there and stay with him, but I wouldn't be with you, you know.
So. Oh, so you wouldn't want me to go?
You wouldn't want to go. Would you want to go to North Carolina and sit for it's like an all-day Saturday thing about podcasting?
Just drop me off. I'd go horseback riding or something.
Yeah. Well, it's only 2 weeks away, and I don't have enough, can't plan that well that quickly. Anyway, John Ong asked if I was going to go, and I'm not going to go, John, but I'm going to write you an email back. And he said that he loved the video blog, and that he's going to be watching it on his iPod, because he has the video iPod. And he said it's so cute that I keep catching myself, watching myself in the video, because, you know, I kept looking at the screen to see myself, what I look like. And I think I look really fat in that video, by the way.
Oh, stop.
Well, because you know what they say, the camera adds 10 pounds. Have you heard that before?
No.
So the question would be, how many cameras were on me? You don't think that was funny.
No, that's not nice.
Well, anyway, his last little comment here is, regards to Mr. Boyfriend. See, they love you.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? And then one last email I got from David, who is our conservative friend, who has been on the show before. And he says, on this occasion, I would like to thank the Democrats and a few brave Republicans for opposing the Patriot Act extensions.
Absolutely.
I wrote my representatives in protest when the act was first considered and received boilerplate responses. What recently came out about monitoring domestic communications without a warrant just further illustrates the length to which government, under any administration, he notes, will go if allowed. This is why we have a constitution. And he gives me a link to the article about the monitoring domestic communications. And then he gives a quote from Benjamin Franklin that says, they that give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Absolutely.
I think that is an excellent quote considering what Bush has been trying to do lately about.
Well, I'm sure David must be very happy that members of his party are finally getting a backbone and standing up to what has become really an absolute monarchy with George Bush as king. So, you know, again, it's like the Bourbons on the eve of revolution. They thought they could do anything and get away with it. Well, unfortunately, we don't have the guillotine anymore. But wondering when finally they're going to be, you know, well, really, it's Congress who've given up their powers. We need to have a restoration of a balance of powers, a restoration of checks and balances. Congress is supposed to oversee all of this and investigate all of this. That's part of their duties. And they've given the Bush administration, because of this lockstep discipline in the Republican Party, virtual, you know, absolute powers. And But really, I think we have Dick Cheney and, you know, that cabal to thank for all this. But I'm just glad that some members of the Republican Party are finally finding their voices and saying enough. We've had enough.
I agree, but this weekend alone, because today's Sunday, Bush spoke yesterday, and he's going to be on TV tonight, basically defending his call
well,
to do that.
He has to.
But it's going to be. People already know that he's been exposed already. He broke the law.
Yes, he has. But you know, when you're ideologically extremist, you have no choice but to defend yourself. They've painted themselves in a very, you know, narrow corner. Now the only thing they can do is defend what they've done, because it's really indefensible.
Well, I think this is going to be blown up larger than. Well, this is just going to go along with the whole
thing. You wonder what he has to do. I mean, I guess he has to admit to cheating on his wife before
anything's done.
Consequences, because apparently that's what it takes. That's what got Bill Clinton into trouble. He cheated on his wife. So maybe some woman will come forward and say she carried George Bush's love child or something, and that'll do it. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But when you think about it, it's just the sleaziest, power-grabbing administration that I can recall. I mean,
and then the way he justifies everything. I mean, all right, enough about him. We are getting close to the winery now, so I think we will end for now. But on the way home from the winery, we might have to record our impressions of our lunch and the winery, because at this winery, when we went to visit, it's a Wyndham Winery. We went to visit it in the summer because I remember it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
They were not tasting the reds because it hadn't been released yet.
Right.
But we were hoping today that the reds have been released, and we will be giving a review of those reds on the way home.
Yes, we will. And we will have to also give our link to Virginia Wine Time.
That's right, our blog. And you know what you've got to do?
What?
You've got to write about Friday night's dinner party with the wines.
So you can edit my punctuation marks?
Yes. Make it readable.
It is readable. I'm a high school teacher.
I know.
I cannot write a sentence with semicolons and commas.
Okay, get over to the left lane. All right, so...
He edits my work.
When really I shouldn't, because my spelling is absolutely atrocious.
So is your grammar.
Is it really?
Well, it's not as bad as your spelling, but...
All right, slow down. They got 30 mile an hour here. All right, boys and girls, we'll come back and talk about the winery on the way home from the winery. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hey, we're back, and we are on our way home from our wine experience at Wyndham Winery. And, boyfriend, what would you like to say about Wyndham?
Oh, Wyndham was very good.
Expand on that, please.
Wyndham was very good.
Okay, well, we took some food. We took for lunch, and we had a tasting. And the boyfriend, everyone will be happy to know the boyfriend, luckily from my prodding, got the final sticker for his passport collection book.
We had a plan. Because, as we all know, Archer cheated his way to the passport contest.
I don't know that we all know that.
Yes, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. We went to Stillhouse Winery, and the directress of the winery gave you 6 stickers, which would have been more than enough for the both of us to finish the passport.
But I gave you an equal share.
No, you did not. You gave me 1, and you kept the rest for yourself. So, I was 1 behind, thanks to your manipulative tactics. So, today we had to go to Wyndham because the passport program expires soon. So, we went to Wyndham Winery, and the proprietress gave me a sticker.
Yeah, but I had to remind you to ask for it.
I knew that I was going to do it, and I had a story. You simply had to cooperate. You decided to accelerate the program before it was time to be implemented. Fortunately, it worked.
So are you grateful that I did that?
I am very grateful, and I wish you had shared earlier.
I did.
You didn't. You gave me one sticker.
Honey, we got six. I took four, you got two.
Oh, you did not. You did not give me two.
Yes, I did.
Did not.
Did.
Did not. Anyway, we're sending them in, and Lord knows what we'll get. But we are done with the Virginia Passport Program.
Now, we had a lunch. We had the pork roulade that you had from Friday night's dinner party.
Yes, we had candied yams, which you devoured. We had various cheeses with crackers, almonds, and we had that with the Wyndham Cabernet Franc.
And that Cabernet Franc was good.
It was good.
But now, they also had their Merlot, their 2004 Merlot, that they were not tasting, but the lady said that because she thinks it needs to be laid down for another 3 months or so, but that she would let us taste it if we wanted to. And I went ahead and said, yes, go ahead and give me a taste of it. And I thought it was perfect. I think it definitely does need 3 more months of...
It's a little young, a little fiery.
It's a little young, a little fiery, but in 3 months it's going to be perfect.
It's going to be very good.
Wasn't it nice of her to let us taste that?
It was very nice of her to let us taste it. She was very nice. She was very informative.
Yes.
So we had the Cabernet Franc. It was good. I still think the Reserve Barbersville Cabernet we had Friday night was better.
I would agree with that, too. That Barbersville Cab Franc was really good.
Yeah. So we had our lunch there. You were feeding the dog.
Which was, must have been 15 signs that said, Lucy, don't feed Lucy the dog. But what did I do? I fed Lucy the dog. But then I also took pictures out on they had a pond with some ducks, and the pond was mostly frozen over, and it was beautiful, so I had to take some pictures of that. And then we went to
Village Winery, a brand new winery.
But we had been there early summer when they, like literally the weekend, the opening weekend.
Yeah, and they didn't have much going on there, so we went this time around. And very nice. The owner gave us a barrel tasting, free barrel tasting, because we were talking to him a lot about what got him into the wine business and how he learned about producing wines. And then he offered to give us a barrel tasting. And so we got to taste next year's wines while they're still in the barrel. And so,
which was amazing because we got to taste a 3-month-old Cabernet Franc. And... well, you can tell about it, but I also wanted to say that I think the reason he let us do that was because we were the only people in the winery.
Yeah.
And we were talking wine with him.
Yeah.
But talk about this 3-month-old Cab Franc.
Well, the 3-month-old Cab Franc, just in the barrel, they picked it a couple months ago, and it was just nasty, which it should be nasty. It had a very musky, mushroomy odor to it.
Oh, the smell was just would have killed you.
The taste was not very good. But you could see that 9 months, 10 months from now, the fruits are going to prevail. And of course, this was a very good year in Virginia for grapes. So. It's going to be good.
I was
going
to say that because when I tasted it too, when you first bring the glass to your nose, it smelled
terrible.
Almost like something was rotting. It was just awful. But then you taste it, and he just gave us a little taste. As soon as you taste it, you realize the first thing you taste is the bad smell. Then if you wait a second, it ends with the fruit, and that's what gave me the idea that this is going to actually be a very good wine in a year's time.
Yep.
So, I mean, I thought that was amazing that he let us do that. I've never tasted a 3-month-old wine. I mean, they picked it, and it's been in the barrel for only 3 months, and he let us taste it. It was so cool.
Very good.
This is a very small winery. I mean, they had maybe, 15 barrels total that they were fermenting?
Yeah, it was. The wine cellar looks like someone's basement. It's very small.
And I was very... well, I liked it. I had a good time with that. And the boyfriend got drunk and
I did not.
Threw my cigarette on the ground and then...
Oh, why are you making up these stories?
And then when he opened the door, he hit himself with the door of the car.
Well, I don't need to be drunk to do that. I do that all the time.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm not drunk. Why are you making
I'm
up
teasing.
About me?
He doesn't like me to say that. I'm sorry. The boyfriend was not drunk. He was not drunk.
You were just being very foolish and silly. You were feeding the dog, even though I told you not to, and I even slapped your hand.
You know, and he tells me every time we go to a winery, don't be silly.
Because you always act silly. And you're being silly. You were feeding the dog.
Who was acting silly today?
You.
You were acting silly too.
No. I was just being myself.
Well, that's silly. Now, you bought at Wyndham, you bought a couple bottles of wine. Do you want to tell us what you bought?
Yes, because we're having a big New Year's Eve party, and so we need some sipping wine, you know, sippable aperitifs. And their Riesling is very good. It's a very dry aperitif-style wine, which you can have also with seafood. In fact, they're selling it. They sell their... One of the prominent restaurants in Washington, D.C. sells their Riesling by the bottle. It would pair very well with shellfish, light cheeses, things you would sip. I would think you could even do that with even some heavier, you know, you could do with an etouffee or a gumbo. So we're going to have the Riesling on New Year's Eve.
Okay,
we're waiting for the big meal.
I need to interrupt here. I'm going to hand the iRiver to the boyfriend so that I can pay the toll. So here, just hold it by the edges like this. Don't press any buttons.
Okay, I will. And I can say whatever I want to say now.
Yeah, not too close to your mouth.
I can say, Archer ate yams.
I did not.
Archer ate cornbread dressing. Archer ate all of the fruit, including pears, persimmons, pomegranates. Archer ate asparagus.
You are so
And
tough.
No, I have the iRiver now, and I will speak out on this because I'm tired.
Don't
of,
put your mouth so close to it.
I'm an activist, and I will be heard.
Thank you.
We all know that you have this facade that you don't eat fruits and vegetables. Well, I am here to dispel the myth. Now,
I think they know better than that.
No. And we also know that you stopped smoking a long time ago. So,
give me the iRiver back.
No, I have the microphone.
It's too close to your mouth.
The revolution has begun. Please flood Archer with emails, phone calls, and say to him, stop the madness, eat the vegetables.
Let the boyfriend speak. Give me the
grilled eggplant.
Give me the iRiver.
The wilted cabbage. We can even call it the cabbage revolution.
I'm going to put you in the cabbage patch. Give me that back. Okay, I have the iRiver back now, and we're still...
You know why he threatened me with Dawn dish liquid?
Because I want to peel his skin off. Okay, now, did you explain what actual wines that you bought at Wyndham, or were you just talking about the party too much?
We talked about the Riesling. I bought 2 bottles of Riesling, and then they had... I bought the... Vintner's Reserve. It's a nice red.
It's a blend, right?
It's a blend. It's a Bordeaux blend. And then we went to Village Winery. We had a very nice experience there. Now, notice it's 3:48.
Yes, it's getting very late on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I know. The washing machine has not been turned on.
I have got, like, loads of laundry. I got to do the dishwasher.
But listen, had we been slaves to our cleaning routines, we would have missed that entire experience this afternoon.
You're right. And
if we had decided it's time to go home, it's 2 o'clock, and the dishwasher has not been programmed, we would have missed that entire experience.
Didn't I admit that?
You didn't admit it to me. You will never admit that I'm right.
I did, too. I've, like, 4 times today I've said you're right.
Yes. After you were forced to do it by circumstances beyond your control.
Did you buy any wine at Village Winery?
I bought 1 bottle. I bought their Merlot Cabernet Franc blend. 50% Merlot, 50% Cabernet Franc.
Very good. Very, very good.
Very nice table wine. You can have that with, roast. Oh, look, it says venison, your favorite.
Oh, my God, it does say venison.
Game meats. Too with lamb. A nice leg of lamb would be good with this.
Well, I think we should end the podcast. What do you think?
I think so too.
Okay, boys and girls, what you're gonna? I'm gonna hit play John Ong's voicemail at the end of the show before I end the show. So listen to John Ong's voicemail, and until next time. Well, this is being posted on Wednesday, so we'll see what we have for Thursday. So until next time, boys and girls, the boyfriend's going to say...
Archer is now eating prunes. Stop eating the prunes. Save some for everyone else.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, boys and girls.
Hello, Archer. This is John. I'm very happy. I'm very tickled. Because I just finished watching your blog 5, video blog 5, and it's very funny because the beep, and you were like panicking. And I was hoping that you would put up super the phone number so I can call and respond to that. But no, I have to run to the computer, but I did look it up. You know what I should do? All the listeners, if you do play this message, all the listeners out there, if you are one of us who like to call and respond to Archer's podcast, perhaps you should program that into your phone so you don't have to go and or remember the number. So if you are a frequent commenter on audio on Archer's podcast, you might want to program it into your phone address book. That's just a suggestion for me. Very nice, very fun. I'm so tickled. It's also Friday, so I'm crazy. You know what I think? What I saw, Archer, you know the graphic that you have on your website, that microphone, and then your show name next to it? Is that like a theme? I wonder if that's a blog theme or something, because I saw that same image used by a different podcaster, I think another Q-porter also. Oh, while I'm talking to you about that, I wonder if anybody, your listeners, and you, and everybody else would be interested in going to the Podcaster Con 2006 in North Carolina. I've never been to the South. It'll be my first Southern state, very close to the North Southern state. I don't know why. I've never been to the South, but I would love to go there. Well, I am going, and I would like to invite all of you, if you can make it. It's on January 7th. So January 7th, 2006. Okay, too long now. Bye. Talk to you later. Beep, beep. Oh, I have to go. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.